Americans want big phones, not folding phones. On May 16th in PC Magazine by Sasha Segan. The biggest iPhone and Samsung models lead U.S. sales in the latest Wave 7 survey, but foldables fall short. Americans like their phones big, but they aren't sold on the value of foldables, according to the latest report from Wave 7 Research, which surveys retail store staff to get a picture of who's buying what in American mobile phones today. In its April report, Wave 7 said shoppers are going big. The Galaxy S22 Ultra is the top seller among Samsung phones at postpaid carriers. And the iPhone 13 Pro Max came in top among iPhones at Verizon and AT&T. The Pro Max's size and telephoto capabilities are major pluses for the top-of-the-line model, Wave 7 says. Small phones, meanwhile, fall far behind. The iPhone 13 Mini is the worst-selling iPhone 13 model at all carriers, the report says. And 56% of reps are saying demand for the 2022 iPhone SE is weaker than it was for the 2020 model of the low-cost phones. Americans aren't paying $1,000 or more up front for these phones. They're on long-term payment plans. At prepaid, where folks pay up front, the story is very different. The low-cost Samsung Galaxy A13, Galaxy A32, and the 2021 Moto G Stylus 5G rule at Boost, Cricket, and Metro, the report says. That's been the state of the U.S. phone market for years. At postpaid, people are happy to pay $1,000 or more over 2 or 3 years for their phone. At prepaid, it's $350 or less. That trend has knocked out any real potential for popular global mid-range price phones in the U.S., something I call the unbuying valley. A group of new mid-rangers aims to challenge that. The $449 and $499 Google Pixel A, the $449 Samsung Galaxy A53, and the $499 Moto G Stylus 5G 2022, for example. We'll see in a few months if they get any traction. The failure of foldables. Big screens may be popular, but the even bigger screens of foldable phones aren't compelling buyers, Wave 7 said. In a survey of reps from the three major carriers, 77% of reps said they were not seeing solid demand for foldables. Several reps cited in the report said foldable prices were too high, which is something considering Samsung's $999 Galaxy Z Flip 3 is less expensive than both the best-selling Galaxy S22 Ultra and iPhone 13 Pro Max. On the other hand, Samsung's foldables are late in their yearly cycle right now. Motorola's foldable Razr is more than a year old, and nobody else has one in the U.S. There's no fresh-looking foldable on the market. There may be one more factor involved. In a separate survey, Wave 7 says reps told them that camera capabilities were the number one feature shoppers were looking for in smartphones. Foldable phones, so far, haven't had the best cameras. And if that's top of mind for shoppers, it could put foldables low on many lists.